Your band is garbage, and we're here to tell you. Two pieces of shit guys lying in our bedrooms. We may be garbage, but we know better than you. Your band is garbage, and we all know that it's true.
All right, so we're 33 minutes, 32 minutes late. As the manager, I have to keep you two in line just because lately you've been slacking with these podcasts.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
You've been slacking. I ask for an episode once a week. What do you give me? Whenever you feel like it.
We literally recorded an episode already, like this week.
Yeah, but it's not out yet.
That's also
true. And that's because Jacob has not been editing them and releasing them.
That's not true. I've been editing them fine.
Welcome, everyone, to the 420 episode of Your Band is Garbage. We're back here in the virtual studio. It's me, your boy, Rube. We got Jacob. We got Keelan. And we also have Cliff Diver with us.
Yo!
Do you guys want to real quickly go through and maybe introduce yourselves before we get too far deep in anything?
Sure. Yeah, what's up? I'm Joey. I sing and write lyrics.
I'm Matt.
You?
Just don't worry about it.
Period.
That's Matt.
Period.
He plays guitar and writes the music.
Hey guys, I'm Tyler. I play the bass guitar.
I'm Gil. I play guitar and I sing background vocals.
I'm Brianna. I'm new here and I write music and I sing.
Yeah, you do.
Money.
My ass off.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We've got two members,
well,
Donnie and Elliot, that could not join us.
Donnie,
this,
our
this
saxophone
evening.
Player, who's always shirtless, you might have noticed. And then.
Pretty hot.
Yeah, pretty hot.
Well, I've noticed.
And then Elliot, our drummer, we told wasn't allowed to be on the podcast, and he left. So, you know, that's how it is.
Sometimes it be like that.
It
don't always be that way, but sometimes it do, you know?
Yep.
It do be like that sometimes.
So happy 420.
Happy
420. Yeah, oh god.
Happy 420.
I almost forgot completely. Holy shit. This is not going well so far.
No, we're just hanging out. We're just vibing.
Yeah, hanging out.
This is
a little
this is the 420.
Smoke weed every day.
I
know every word to that song, by the way. If that comes up, I can do the whole song.
Not a problem. Well, I'm just saying, like, if you weren't back in the day, back when, like, when I was in high school in the early 1800s, if you couldn't hit that that pause the right way, you couldn't hit that smoke weed every day on the timer, you were a laughing stock. So, I appreciate that. My mom actually made me break that album with a hammer when she found it in my
true?
CD player.
Hashtag Bible Belt.
Damn.
Wow. No, it got stuck on, she walked in my room on track 17, which was a pause for porno, and she made me break with a hammer when I got home from school, so that's a true story.
That's pretty cool.
My mom walked in on me listening to Korn in 8th grade.
The Korn?
The Korn.
Yeah. The Korn?
The Korn.
It's like the pig.
Like with the K and the backwards R, and it was a tough phase. I grew out of it.
Was
but,
it just a phase, though?
Did you?
It was just a phase. I don't listen to Korn. I do listen to a lot of trash bands from that era.
Bappa Dee Bappa Deeba? Is that
more
mm-hmm.
My favorite song, man!
Gil, you're going back to the timeout chair.
Seventh time.
Well, he knows all the lyrics to that song.
I do. I actually do. So thanks for having us on. We're super thrilled to be here on 420.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So, as we mentioned, we've got Cliff Diver coming and hanging out with us, and that's quite a treat. And you might have noticed as well, because I don't think he introduced himself. Our good friend Keelan is also here as well. Keelan is a returning friend of the show. And
yeah, I'm going to the bank though. So,
and can you explain what going to the bank is, Keelan?
So, So Jacob loves going to the bank.
Interesting. Okay, and can you explain what that means?
We can't hear Keelan.
Every... What?
You can't hear Keelan?
Can't hear Keelan.
No.
Cannot
hear Keelan. Never heard Keelan.
It's been some super awkward pauses.
At this point, we're pretty sure you're making
Keelan.
Whoa! Oh, I can absolutely hear Keelan.
It is 4:20.
Okay.
You guys are so high. You made up a third member of the podcast.
How many tokes have you done?
Hey, this is Keelan.
Oh,
Keelan.
My God.
Keelan is a 6 foot tall imaginary bunny rabbit.
That'd be awesome.
I'm real. I'm real. What?
That is weird because I can hear that it's not echoing for them, so I can tell that they can't hear you.
Yeah, we cannot hear them.
Try right clicking on his little profile and crank up his volume. I've got him at about 114%, but I'm on headphones.
Should we clap and start again because we did really bad in our intro?
We'll use the magic of studio production,
I'll make it sound fine.
We haven't even heard them at all.
Yeah, we don't know what Keelan sounds like. We really think you've made him up.
Keelan's just the imaginary friend of the podcast.
Hey, congratulations.
I'm here, damn it.
At least you have friends.
Keelan.
I'm so,
He's so upset. He's yelling that he can't hear.
No, we cannot hear Keelan at all.
Sorry, we still love
God damn.
In space, no one can
you
hear
did
you
this, Jacob.
Keelan.
You did you. This, Jacob.
I feel bad for Keelan just screaming into the void.
Jacob!
It doesn't even matter.
Keelan, will you close your Discord and come back and see if it does anything?
No!
Please.
We'd all love to meet Keelan.
The mysterious...
Hello!
Oh,
Keelan!
Hey,
Keelan!
Hey! There you are!
Oh my God.
You exist!
That was
a great existential moment for us all. Keelan had to struggle with that ennui, which is the existential boredom of non-existence.
So. Ennui.
No, I pronounce it.
Yeah, I'm an absurd guy myself.
Definitely ennui. Hi, Keelan.
I'm going ennui to the Taco Bell.
All right, we're going to start it over now that Keelan's there. All right, ready?
Okay, Keelan, can you explain what going to the bank is?
Jacob loves going to the bank. He goes like every chance he gets to cash checks, which I keep telling him, just download the PNC app. You can do it. And he doesn't trust it.
I can't believe we let you come on the episode. What are you talking about?
we're gonna restart the episode now. Ready? Hi, I'm Joey. I sing and I write the lyrics.
So going to the bank is basically code for just getting really high, which is, I think, the main thing about 420.
Well,
if I had to guess a favorite thing about 420, it would be getting really high.
Hey, we're all at the bank right now. We're doing this podcast from the bank. So
now, Keelan is not generally somebody who goes to the bank.
He doesn't go to the bank that often.
Keelan's got the PNC app, which is his Delta 8 cart.
But that's... No, it is not. This is a song? It's a hidden track? Y'all are fucking lame.
I always called getting high having a safety meeting.
We called it bird watching in college. We said, hey, you gonna go watch some birds? And we go, yeah. My friend and I, when we were doing Midsummer Night's Dream in college, because I was a theater major, we got violently high. And then improvised a bunch of lyrics, a bunch of words to Midsummer Night's Dream, which people don't really get really thrilled when you improv Shakespeare. But I think it went really well, if I'm being honest. We had some really good lines about the internet in Midsummer Night's Dream. So
I got a Shakespeare trivia question right yesterday that I didn't expect to get, and I was really proud of myself. Because
what's the question? Go
really
ask me.
Stupid as shit recently.
What is the trivia question?
Oh, I think it was I don't remember exactly the words, but the question was like, who invented a few of these words? And it was like, who invented the word for being lonely and some other one? And I was like, oh, that's Shakespeare.
Apple of my eye was Shakespeare?
It was his emo ass. Shakespeare rocks to me. I'm a big Shakespeare head.
We have a song on the new LP that we're about to record that's kind of based on Act 3, Scene 1. from Hamlet.
Hell yeah. That rocks.
So, Ray, real quick. I'm going to test Jacob here.
What is that?
Do you know what that is?
What are you doing?
What?
Are you quizzing me?
I'm quizzing you.
You're quizzing him on
Okay, what's the question?
Act 3, yeah. Scene 1?
Yeah, what is it, Jacob?
It's the Hamlet scene.
To be or not to be, that's the question.
It's the one where he does the monologue, the soliloquy, no? I fucking know that.
It's the Hamlet scene.
Yeah, the like definitive Hamlet fucking scene.
Or take arms against the sea of trouble by opposing him to die to sleep no more.
I used to have like 50% of that memorized.
I have 100% of it memorized.
But I don't anymore. I could do it. Don't fucking come at me. What is that?
As the manager,
you were trying to set me up for failure all the time.
Yeah. I'm keeping you on your toes.
That's the real capital.
That's what good management does.
That's right.
God, that was probably so awkward when we were like, Keelan, you have to start. And then there was just nothing for like 2 minutes.
It was really hard because you want to like be professional, like, okay, we're rolling. But also, no one's talking.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's awesome. Keelan, yeah, I feel like I have to ask you about the elephant in the room.
What?
Can we talk about what happened to you?
Oh, you mean my elbow?
Yeah, what's going on, Pimp? How are you feeling? What kind of day did you have?
Not a good day. I hurt my elbow, and the elbow could be hurt for at least a month, maybe. Who knows? And I'm in barber college.
Yeah.
So I can't cut people's hair. What?
Do you want to plug your barber school real quick?
Oh, Exquisite Cuts School of Barbering, Middletown, Ohio.
Why are we just promoing stuff on the podcast?
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, when you come to Middletown, Ohio, I'll fade you up.
I mean, we'll come to Ohio for sure. Definitely looking for that clean fade. Probably 2022. I wish it was this fall, but we'll see.
Yeah. Can I just say real quick that like the show that I was looking most forward to was your show with Padfoot that was going to be in like Northern Kentucky.
Same. Every couple weeks, Karen from Padfoot will post something on Twitter and just be like, is it too soon for me to talk about how sad I am that we canceled this tour?
Oh.
And it was like we were headlining South by Southwest, and then we were going on at least we had like 4 tours scheduled for last year. One of them was going to be that awesome one with Padfoot, and we were going to play with so many great bands. But you know, maybe we'll be able to pull that back. Maybe we can make that happen in the future. I hope so, because Padfoot rules, and Karen is one of the best vocalists in the game right now.
Padfoot's. I got my Padfoot merch order yesterday with a little handwritten note. That's so sweet.
Me too. I love
that. Honestly, yeah, some true homies.
Matt's a handwritten note kind of guy, too. It's very sweet.
Incredible.
You gotta do it.
I think that's how you gotta be doing it.
Usually he writes notes that are like, hey, loser, thanks for buying merch or whatever.
And now it's just like, would you like to join Cliff Diver?
Yeah, now we're just trying to hit up every listener and be like, do you play the triangle? Can you play hand percussion? How good are you at the xylophone? Would you like to join Cliff Diver?
So they found me, for sure.
Yeah, we found Gil on Misconnections on on Craigslist.
Sold, man.
We're like, we saw a guy playing guitar by himself at the bus station. Do you want to join our emo band?
Every Saturday, bro. That was a thing.
I'm kind of glad you brought it up because I was sort of wondering. I feel like every large group project, musical artist, has like some long elaborate backstory of how all its like members were added. And I feel like you guys do be adding some members, so I was kind of curious about how that happens.
It's I mean, it's been a work in progress for sure. But
hell yeah.
Yeah, talking to Matt, Jesus, dude.
Basically, I just played in bands with all of these people in the past, and then I just invited them to do one band instead.
Super band.
Hell yeah. Yeah, what if we did a super group, but just as a band?
Exactly. I don't know, man. I didn't think it was ever gonna be 7 people. I mean, we started with 6. you know, and then we went to 5, and now we're at 7, probably going to be at 10 next year.
A little more.
And hopefully we can get a full horn section going on, but our saxophonist has threatened to fight any horn members we add, so we'll see how that works out.
Yeah. Kind of like a territorial thing.
He loves the attention, and can you blame him? He's the first.
No, definitely not.
The first shirtless saxophonist since Lost Boys.
So, I don't know if this is still the case because it's obviously probably been some time since like all the music videos and stuff were shot. But I don't know if he's still got the luscious man locks. But
oh, he does.
I'm a man of length myself, so that's big respect.
It's in his contract. He's not allowed to touch that.
Yeah,
that's hot.
Gotta have the shirt off. Gotta have the long hair.
Yeah,
which you know, Tyler has long hair. I have some gorgeous back locks. So yeah. You know,
all ironclad mullets, shirtless sax solos. This is this is the work of a high powered attorney. Really, everyone's locked in a contract for it.
Yeah, it's basically like the BTS of emo bands. It's like everyone's been handpicked by his panel.
Yes. Yeah, we are. I'm glad you brought this up because, there's been a lot of talk lately about industry plants, and we are definitely, definitely created by a label. It's taken us 3 years to finally get them to approve anything we've done, but we're definitely an industry plant, and that plant is a weeping willow.
Damn.
So
honestly, I wasn't super prepared to talk about that band, but I was so glad somebody brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. I didn't say anything about that band.
It's got to be, though, right?
I didn't say anything about that band, but they write all their own songs I saw from their Twitter post.
Uh-huh. Are you guys aware about the fake band that was happening on TikTok and stuff?
Are you talking about the ghost? Ghost Funeral, right?
No.
Funeral is a separate fake band.
That was totally fake. That was a fake band. That was just not a real band.
Which is insane. It's insane. It's insane.
Which one was it?
Yeah. The Tramp Stamps thing? Did anybody see that?
Oh, yeah.
That is not who I was referencing, but it was who I was referencing.
I guess it works both ways.
I work both ways.
Can you explain this to me? What is
Are you
this?
Not aware of this at all?
Oh my gosh.
No.
Are we just gonna have this conversation on the podcast? What are we doing?
I mean, what else are you? Do you got something else going on, man?
I'm really hoping they call us out on Twitter, like they called out Rolling Stone. And they're like, Cliff Diver said we're a fake band.
Put us right up there next to Rolling Stone. That'd be great.
Well, we get a ton of Rolling Stone articles ourselves. Like,
No.
20 to 30 so far, written about how good we are.
You just don't stop.
It's annoying.
We've asked them.
We're like, please.
You were
stop.
Like Time Person of the Year 2006.
You know, and it's been a struggle, but you know, we are Nirvana. We wrote all their songs, so that's the real controversy here.
That would be some tea.
Wouldn't it? When I was 4 years old, I wrote "Smells Like Teen Spirit."
Yeah, I'm the baby on the cover, and I wrote the song. Keelan, you were asking about that band. I think I won't go too deep into it, but I think apparently this band had kind of just like popped into the scene on TikTok. On like, I don't know. I'm not on TikTok, so I don't really know how that shit goes over there. But
like, hey, we are on TikTok. Follow us into like Cliff Diver. Okay.
Well,
on
so
TikTok.
Tell me if I'm wrong about this, but like, did they not just pop into like the musicians section and just like kind of hang out and be like, we're a band?
Yeah. And they came out of nowhere and they were like, hey, here we are.
Yeah, who do like very? I mean, you know, to its credit, very like. I don't want to say to its credit. Maybe that's being too nice, but like, it has some very like paper thin representation style lyrics and themes and stuff. Like, they were yelling. Basically, they got called out as industry plants, and people are like debating whether or not that's true. And they did some like big Twitter argument about it, where I think they got like an article about it in Rolling Stone, how it's weird. I think they like connected to Dr. Luke's company. I don't know if that's true.
Yes,
but that's what I
saw.
Yeah,
they work for Dr. Luke's RX thing or whatever, but doesn't matter. We are also industry plants. We were created by Sony Music. It's really cool. We can't wait for that major record deal to pop out with Sony. You know, there eight album deal for $25 million. So we're doing really
well. You guys are doing the score for the new Venom movie that's going to be coming out?
Yeah, that's us. Yeah, we did all the songs for the new Venom
movie.
That's
awesome. It's going to be a whole different vibe from the last one.
It's going to be way too much.
You guys
like
did the score. That kind of rock.
Featuring Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, featuring Imagine Dragons, obviously.
Nickelback.
Well, Nickelback rules. We're not going to talk trash about Nickelback in my presence. They don't deserve any of that.
They're in the same concert, though.
But, I mean, they rule.
Obviously.
Nickelback rules, just like Guy Fieri rules.
I didn't say they didn't.
People who don't deserve hate are those two bands and that guy.
And Imagine Dragons.
No, Imagine Dragons deserves that hate. Thunder. It's the thunder.
I think it's totally fine to recognize that Imagine Dragons has had, like, a few really well-timed bangers, but... Like, that one song, Thunder, you were just saying, is really fucking bad. That
just so bad!
Hey, let's be honest, that first album
was good.
They
do miss, though.
That first album was good. I saw them live, and it was incredible. And then...
I love that for you.
Then
but...
they said Thunder, you know, 135 times in a song, and...
And that's when they lost your loyalty? Was
yeah,
that...
That was, it.
Was,
that,
was
that,
the, that was the line for
that's
you?
That's what made it the banger, right?
I hope you tag Imagine Dragons in this podcast. And, I fight Dan
we
Schneider
will.
Or whatever his name is.
I will, as the manager.
Thank you.
I used to be really into, like, Imagine Dragons and all that, like, alternative, like, pop alternative scene. And I agree, I did really like their first record, but it went downhill real fast.
If you're going to tell me that the first time you heard Radioactive, you didn't like it, you're lying to me.
That's a fantastic song.
Totally.
You're lying to me.
I didn't like it.
It's just like you're telling me you don't know the words to Rockstar by Nickelback. You're lying to me right now. You
I mean, y'all just don't want to be a big
mouth. I mean, I had Nickelback.
Nickelback?
Which would be a great beer. Which would be a great beer by
Nickelback.
I had
Nickelback on the little MP3 player that I carried around, for sure. Rockstar? That's a great song.
That's that double IPA, right? That Nickelback?
Yeah. That's absolutely the case.
It's Nickelback, but with Sebastian Bach from Skid Row.
Dude, I'd be about that band.
That sounds kind of dope.
I wish I could sing.
Yeah, on it.
He gets so high, just like we are right now for 420.
Da 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 da. That's all I have to add today.
Yeah.
I want to go to Six Flags.
God, I can't wait till this shit is over so I can go out to, like, at Six Flags. I can't wait to, like, have beers in public again. That shit rocks.
Love
yeah, like,
beers.
What? At what point have we come to where it's like, I can't wait to go to Six Flags, bro? Like,
yeah. Six Flags.
I don't want to seem too, like, optimistic, but it does seem like vaccines are going out at a pretty decent rate. So, like, I'm trying not to be super down about, like, the possibility of doing something late this year.
I mean,
I don't know if that's true. I don't know what the general vibe has been, but like...
Yeah, no, Oklahoma's like the worst in education besides Mississippi and the worst in a lot of things, but we are actually rolling out the vaccine quickly, which is kind of confusing for such a red state.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. I think hopefully by this fall we'll be able to play some, you know, local shows because the vaccination rate is on track to be over 80% by August in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, absolutely. And I think Ohio is like in a similar position where we've been in a weird position of being like in a red state, but who is doing a pretty good job trying to manage it. It seems like
that's great.
Like, definitely could be better in some spots, but overall, Ohio has not been bad.
I mean, our governor is an anti-vaxxer. Who, like, after the pandemic broke out, posted a bunch of pictures of him and his family at a restaurant, maskless, being like, support local businesses. And we were like, oh, neat. That's cool.
That is cool.
It was very cool.
He's a cool guy.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool guy.
Kevin Stitt, very cool guy.
Stitt for brains.
Doesn't believe in vaccines or science. But you know what? He
believes in himself, and that's for damn sure.
He ran a mortgage company that was embroiled in theft. So he's great. He's good. He's good. Very successful.
Good. Awesome. So glad that he has some power in this world. Great.
Politicians in America rule. Can we get
it? Oh my god. Can we get a hell yeah from everybody for the politicians?
Hell yeah! Hell
yeah!
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah.
Fuck them. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Shout out to the politicians. You guys are doing such a great job.
Killing it.
You know, I also wish I could go to Cancun until this whole thing blows over, but, you know,
yeah.
I don't have two daughters, so I guess I can't.
Yeah, well, they were cold, you understand.
Well, it was their fault, you know, they needed to go to
Cancun.
They
needed to get away.
It was just too much stress, so, you know.
I love that happening and Ted Cruz immediately just being like, my shitty fucking daughter was complaining.
These dumb girls made me go to Cancun. Yeah. Even though after that group text came out with his wife and her friends, they were like, I'm a little chilly. Let's go to Cancun. I'm not joking.
Literally just being like, I'm cold. Let's go to Cancun.
Hey, are you cold? I'm cold. Let's go to Cancun. Yeah. But it's your daughter's fault because boys invited them, so.
Oh, that shit's so cool.
It's so cool.
Sometimes I talk to my friends about like which politicians and stuff are going to die next. And I find that the ones that are the worst will be around with us for a very long time. We find ourselves constantly asking, like, at what age will Dick Cheney finally die? Like,
never.
When will that happen in the world? When is he going to die? Bro, yeah, and my answer is never. He's going to live until he's like 200 years old. That's fucked.
Yeah, Kissinger's still alive, but that's because, supposedly because of the adrenochrome. But let's not get
that's
off
true.
Track.
One of my friends has been watching Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which, like, I could absolutely fucking never. That's way too, like, down the rabbit hole for me. But apparently there's something in the show now that where you can survive for a while. Even if you die, you can come back to life. Or it's, like, a drug that makes you super strong. I don't really know. It's hard to track. But basically they get it from harvesting the blood of an alien and just, like, injecting it into people. And I'm like, damn, that's kind of close to the adrenochrome shit that you guys are talking about.
No, I have experience with that. It's cocaine. Is what you're thinking of. You'll never die.
That could be cool.
It's never been bad for anyone ever.
Huh, that sounds like something I should check out.
Yeah, check it out. Go to your local library. Do some research on cocaine. Brought to you by President Ronald Reagan.
That's right.
God, I was just listening to something about all this recently, too.
About what?
About, like, Ronald Reagan and the crack in black neighborhoods by the CIA.
That's maybe a little heavy to get into.
Well, I mean, that's
not great. Let's have a fucking conversation.
Don't get me started on Ronald Reagan. Listen, not for the 420 episode. Yep. We're not doing it today.
We're not talking about Ronald Reagan today. Not on 420.
Too much bad energy.
We need positive energy. I hope Nancy Reagan has a nice seat in hell, but whatever.
The blowjob queen of Hollywood. That's my
understanding. Nancy Reagan?
Yeah, I think that's true. If you look it up, I think that's true.
What?
She was considered, like, the best in Hollywood. And then he got elected president. She was the first lady.
Well, Melania Trump was also, I think, on that list, so.
And nothing wrong with it, let's be clear.
No,
nothing wrong with that.
First of all.
Y'all love.
Yeah, and Melania. We know it's true because Jacob read it on the internet.
So. I think I remember reading it the one time.
So it's definitely true then.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys got some questions about our band, or?
Oh, so speaking of your band, what's your favorite Cameron Diaz
That's
movie?
Us for Cliff Diver.
I'm serious, by the way. What's your favorite Cameron Diaz movie?
The Mask.
The Mask.
The full name of that song. Is All My Problems Started the First Time I Saw Cameron Diaz in the Mask. That's the full name of Cameron Diaz. So They did.
I was a big, like, Along Came Mary stan. That was a really good movie.
I wasn't allowed to watch that. So my big Cameron Diaz movie was my best friend's wedding. Mm-hmm. When she played the, like, perky young bride. And I was all, like, mad for Julia Roberts. Like, no, not the blonde. But then you end up loving her, and, you know, I still do to this day.
Also, Night and Day with Tom Cruise. Good film.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
Has she been doing anything recently, or does she just, like, vibing?
No, she quit to raise kids with, what's his name, Joel Madden from Good Charlotte?
No fucking way, is that true?
No, 100%. They're married.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
Like Superman.
No, like that's a real thing. Like she quit acting to raise kids with Joel Madden from Good Charlotte. Like that's a real thing. I'm not making that up.
Good
that
for rocks. Her.
Because we reached out to her agent, I guess, about the Cameron Diaz song, to get her to retweet. But our manager at the time did not pull it off.
Damn. Yeah tough.
Couldn't quite.
Did I ever tell y'all that my aunt was in The Mask?
No.
No.
What?
Sick. Yeah, your my aunt Jim plays Carrey? The redhead. No. She plays the redheaded reporter lady.
No, that's your aunt.
Turns him in.
That's your aunt.
That's my aunt.
Can you tell your aunt I said what's up?
Absolutely.
Like, please, like, not joking.
Actually,
at all.
I can send you her Twitter. I think.
But yeah, I'm a. That makes me an industry plant. I think.
Call her right now.
Yeah. Give her on the podcast. Give her my contact info.
Get her on the pod.
I am a very attractive single dad with a great mullet.
You know, I had.
I love The Mask.
I had a substitute teacher when I lived in Branson. I had a substitute teacher who claimed to be the legs and jaws. So.
That's big.
Yeah, like the two, like the iconic, like the legs.
That's some energy.
I would have been like, let me see
it
them
is.
Legs.
I was like, okay. Good for you.
So, Jacob, I think you had some band-related questions.
A reason. I think I was muted for some other reason. But I was actually wondering. Actually, I had a different question. I have been hearing recently, and I don't know if anybody agrees with this. I've been hearing some Jaws slander. People saying that movie is not good. And I would like to hear... anybody argue as to why it's bad? Because I think that movie rocks.
I don't believe Jaws to be a bad movie.
No, Jaws 1.
That's good.
Jaws 1 is
great. Yeah, like
though.
Jaws, the OG one. That's a great film, right?
Jaws 2, Jaws 3.
I thought maybe I wasn't like misremembering. It's a great.
No, Jaws 1's good. And they got dark eyes. Like a doll's eyes. Black eyes. That's what it says. Richard Dreyfuss. And that come up to you, and then you find yourself in the water.
I preferred Mecha Jaws versus
no
Aqua King Kong.
No, you're watching the wrong movie. You were watching that movie when we were trying to watch Godzilla vs. King Kong.
Well, the more important thing is, like, I'm really excited to be your step-uncle.
Fucking
yeah! Welcome to the family.
Thanks.
I guess.
Thank you.
Do you want to? You want to join a band?
I mean, yes.
Since you're a step uncle.
Please, I need a new band.
Damn.
So you guys have more questions for us about our band?
I think this is as good a time as any to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this commercial break with
Jesus.
Some more
just
Your Band Is Garbage.
Oh my god,
right after
yep.
this.
Yup.
I have started the recording.
You have started the recording?
Yes.
So the recording has been started?
Yep.
So you started the recording?
Yep.
You pressed record and now the audio is recording?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, hey, what's up? You know,
yo!
Hey, it's your boy. We're hanging out, you know, and Jacob, this has been a hell of an episode so
yep.
far, hasn't it?
Great ep, great people, great friends, and it seems like really we did a good job.
I would say we did a lot of good here. Now I know you the listener probably looked at the timestamp. This is gonna be a long episode,
mm-hmm.
but you really should stick around until the end. There's some big stuff here. There's some announcements. There's some
your underwear is the big stuff.
So there's some announcements. There's some other stuff and you know, some serious conversations and a lot of stuff that I felt like I needed to hear. But, you know, with the added bandwidth of us having to upload a slightly longer episode, we did have to get a little help. Our sponsor for the show today is what? Manscaped. Manscaped helps you keep
is that
your,
real?
Your ball hairs in check.
Wait, is that real? Did you get an email from Manscaped?
What?
I didn't see that. What was that in the email? I didn't see that at all. What are you talking about?
I thought you just said the name of the thing and then they gave you money. I thought that was how that worked.
No, they don't just send you money. They have to offer it to you first.
So the sponsor for tonight's episode is BetterHelp.com.
No, it's not better. No, no. No, it's not.
Jacob, you know, something that I've been doing lately is I've been getting those HelloFresh meal delivery boxes. Those are pretty great.
Is that true even still?
I had some risotto tonight that I fucked up pretty badly, but it still tasted pretty good. I was eating Blue Chew while I was cooking it, so I was just hard as shit the whole time.
Eating risotto.
Stirring up some risotto. I used my cock and balls actually to stir the risotto, which was maybe a mistake.
Oh, shit. Yep. Well, sometimes you just got to use your cock and balls to serve the risotto. So.
And anyway, you can write into the show at YBIGpodcast.
Yeah, write into the show at YBIGpodcast@gmail.com.
YBIGpodcast on Twitter and all that. And make sure that if you're stirring up your risotto with your cock and balls, that you're using Manscaped to keep that shit tight.
Keep that shit clean.
Nice and clean. Anyway, back to the show. Jacob, do you want to say that word that you said on the other podcast about Irish people?
Now go on, Jacob.
That's supposed to be.
No, Jacob.
That's why I didn't say anything.
Wait, what did you say about Irish people, Jacob?
I didn't say anything about Irish people. He was trying to set me up for a slam, and I didn't take the bait.
No, Jacob. What do you have to say about Irish people?
And I'm very proud of you for not taking the bait.
Thank you. It wasn't hard because I don't know any slurs for that. Anyway, that's not something I have like locked and loaded.
Anyway, so we're back in the studio, 420 episode, here with Cliff Diver. I have a question. We're here. It's 420. We're smoking. We're vibing. Has anyone else ever done the little trick that you do with the roach where you like jam it down into your bong or whatever so you don't have to like hold it and it's like fucking burning your hand or whatever?
Well, no, I just unpeel
it. I'm a big
it.
Proponent of using a bobby pin to hold it. That's kind of luxurious. It feels like one of those old-time lady cigarette holders.
That does sound nice.
I was just saying that you just unpeel the roach and put it in your bong, the excess weed.
Ooh.
That's true.
I had a roommate who was a nurse, and she would use clamps. Like, she'd bring them home from the hospital, and she'd use them as roach clips, and it was so elegant.
Oh, that is nice. I was the kind of guy, I can't wear beanies as much anymore because my hair is really long, and it, like, feels weird to just either try to bunch it or like let it hang to me. Neither of them are like great options, so not a big beanie guy anymore. But when I did, I was a big proponent of keeping the bobby pin like on the little rim. That was pretty clutch. What a move.
Anyway, so Jacob, I think you had some questions prepared.
Yeah. I think you know that I don't have questions prepared.
You don't? You don't? Okay.
Keelan, you're the manager. What are you talking about? You're supposed to be managing this.
Yeah,
we clearly need some.
So what's on the horizon for Cliff Diver?
Who manages the manager?
You've made some waves. You're moving up in the world, adding members left and right.
Yeah,
we're looking to add.
What's next? What are you looking forward to? What's the goal? You know, talk us through the mission statement of Cliff Diver.
So we're gonna add to the band by about 19% next year.
Yeah, we're gonna increase our band member percentage by 19% by quarter three.
Good.
And that's
exponential growth, or is that compounding growth, or?
Well, it's compounding for simple? Sure. I mean,
okay.
I mean, what are we millionaires? Come on. We're actually about 18 days out from the studio. We're going to record LP1. This is the first time we've actually confirmed this. We're not going to talk about it on Twitter until we go, but we can let you know right now. We're 18 days from going back to Seth Henderson at Always Be Genius, where we did our last EP. where all the Knuckle Puck and Real Friends albums have been made. So
very cool.
We're very excited about that. It's a full length, our first full length, and we have Bree and Gil as new vocalists in the band, and we're just gonna bring you too much harmony. Is the name?
Hell
of the
yeah.
Game.
We're like the emo Bone Thugs.
We're like the emo Bone Thugs. That's a good descriptive. Bum 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 bum.
Boom, boom, boom.
Tell me
boom,
what boom. You gonna do. Alright.
Emo Pentatonix, okay. But
whatever.
Emo
Pentatonix.
I think
Pentatonix
that rocks. I'm a big
works.
Fan of the very big sounding, like, very full, very a lot of things happening at once, things coming at you. I think that's one of the things that I like about your guys' band, so I'm stoked to hear that.
Well, it's going to be even more so from anything you've heard thus far.
It's been a lot of very fun. I think with the extra, obviously with, like, me joining is kind of like a whole new fun thing and dynamic, and then Gil, and we are definitely playing with it and experimenting with it, and
yeah,
there's a lot of it, because I know that, I mean, especially for me, like, walking in here, like, the party's already started, so kind of figuring out how I fit into that and how I, like, take us to the next level, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, like, the way that we play with the new dynamics.
Yeah, figuring
very
out,
cool.
Figuring out, like, Bree's, you know, pop punk emo voice has been really exciting, and she's gonna blow some minds. I mean, I don't feel like I'm saying too much by saying that. Like, Brianna is honestly the best singer in the game, and that's why we added her. We did Gas City in the studio, and I invited two of my favorite vocalists from Tulsa, Bree and Daniel Bavesden from When the Clock Strikes, which is an incredible pop punk band from Tulsa. They are very, very, very good if you haven't listened to them.
Hell yeah.
I said, okay, this song's about gassing up your friends. It's during the pandemic, so let me bring in, you know, two of my favorite vocalists. And so Bree gets in the box and sings her part in the Gas City and hits these notes that were insane. And Matt and I looked at each other and went, well, we fucked up because this song is now too good. And if we ever play it without Bree singing her part live, people are going to be furious. They're going to be like, no, where is that gorgeous voice? And so Matt and I, after the studio, after Bree recorded her part, we're sitting outside by our cars and talking. And I go, what if we just asked Bree to join the band? And Matt said, would she join the band? And I said, I don't know. We can hit her up. And then, you know, Bree has always been an emo kid, a pop punk kid, like, grew up on this music. And she's been one of my best friends for a while now. And so it was just an obvious decision. When she said yes, we said, all right, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to make this work, because she has the greatest voice I've ever heard, which is hard for me as a frontman, right? As a frontman, as a vocalist, to say that, but she's incredible, and she makes me grow constantly as a vocalist and as a frontman, and I can guarantee you that this new music and this new sound is gonna turn some heads.
So this is the Gas Up the Homies Hour on 420.
You know, we try.
The whole hour is the Gas Up Your Homies Hour.
Yeah.
And with a real emphasis on gas up to this point, I think.
Yes, gas has been the emphasis so far.
Smoke weed every day.
I'm so glad you were able to talk about that. I was so interested in, like, the journey that led Bree to become a full-time member of the band and, like, what the plans were going forward with that. So that's so fucking cool to hear. I'm kind of interested in, like, as far as going to the studio for LP1 is concerned, is that going to be something that's sort of a trip for you guys, and, like, you're staying out there for a while, or is that something that's close enough to you guys to be reasonable?
It's a full vacation, Haney. It's we're going
to
be
hell yes. That's the
we're
going to
be
it,
in
though.
Indiana for 3 weeks, and I'm super looking forward to all the fun and the smell, the new smells and everything. I know I'm
well,
gonna
Indiana's
have to get
not
used
like
to.
Super far from us. I'm thinking if you're coming up like in a few weeks. The weather will probably be fine. It's not going to be great.
It's what, 10 hours? 10 hours from us?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a drive, but also, like, this is our first time to spend time as a new band, because honestly, we are a completely different band from our last EP, At Your Own Risk. There were six of us then, but there's only four of us from the core band, and then we've added three new members, Tyler, Gil, and Bree, and so we're so pumped to bring something new to something that's already been kind of a little bit established. I'm not saying like people listen to our band, but you know, every once in a while somebody tweets about us, so that's neat.
Yeah.
But I honestly feel like this new stuff we're working on is a whole different thing, and I can't wait for when we release this album for people to be like, man, I miss EP1. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to the most. Is like, this is fine, but EP1 was better. EP2 was better.
You're
like,
ready for the conversation for the stands to like go in the comments at it against each other?
That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to them being like,
that rocks.
No, this I miss their old shit. Good.
The debate.
That's super cool. Oh, I had one. What was it?
God damn it, Jacob. You always fucking do this in front of our new friends.
That's so embarrassing.
Jacob!
Yeah, that is super embarrassing.
You had to do this on the Cliff Diver episode, didn't you, Jacob?
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
You know what it means.
Me either.
Yeah.
You'll know what it means.
Oh, I remember now what it was. You mentioned being sort of something that was established and moving into something that's a little bit more new, and that sort of being its own journey. But I was interesting. I was interested. Correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding is you guys kind of have like a little bit of that hometown crowd already. Like, you guys are not, like you said, not to say popular or whatever. That's such a blanket term. But like, there are people out in Tulsa that are really fucking with you guys already, right? Like, you guys are pretty popular out there.
I feel pretty comfortable, especially being the new guy, is saying like, yeah, these guys have a major footing and built it that without rocks. Me, so I feel like I can speak to that without them sounding weird about it. But I mean the EP release sold out. I mean, I got one of the last tickets, you know.
First and I'm local friends band.
Yeah. First local band to sell out one of our like most beloved local venues, the Vanguard. Faithfully. And they sold it out. I mean, ever since I joined the band, it's been kind of crazy because, I mean, I've been active around, but ever since I joined the band, I've been recognized more because of Cliff Diver than anything else I've ever done.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it is. It's so cool. And it's like, it's super like, it pumps me up because I see the commute, like the influence they have. And it's like, I've been part of that because I was a fan for so long first.
Well, I mean, we were one of the first bands since like 2000 to be played on our, you know, in rotation on our local rock station.
Yeah.
The Z104.5 The Edge, Tulsa's rock alternative, which I used to be a DJ for back in the day.
Intern.
No, I was a DJ, thank you. but that's how Matt actually asked me to join Cliff Diver was, I worked for a radio station and I had a local podcast. And then the only reason that Matt and our old guitarist gave me the shot was because I knew everyone.
I didn't know that.
That's true. That's a true fact. True fact. They told me that about a year in, our old guitarist was like, hey, the only reason we gave you a shot is because like everyone knew who you were. And I was like, oh. Well, I thought it was because I was a good singer, but no.
I feel so bad. You told this whole story about how I had to join the band, and now, like...
Right, and me...
What?
Me,
no.
Me, they're like, yeah, you know some people, so we'll let you... people feel bad if they won't support your band. But no, it's a trip, man. It really is. Like, we have some of the best fans. Like, we have people who have, you know, tattoos...
Yeah.
And, you know, of our lyrics and my handwriting, which is a trip. It's a trip, man. Like, just wrote some new tattoos for a couple. This girl and her wife you know, in my handwriting wanted lyrics, and it was bizarre. Aww. It's like I work at Best Buy. in the meantime, and I'll have people come into Best Buy and you know take pictures with me, and it's a weird feeling because it's like, you know, I personally gave up on music when I was like 20 years old. I had friends who told me, like, it's never gonna happen. Like, you're not good. Like, don't even try. And then, you know, I joined Clipsiver at 30. And now, you know, 33, almost 34.
Yeah, you're old, dude.
All right, Matt, you're also in your 30s, so to be in your 30s.
Oh,
so.
Let's.
Gil's in his 30s.
Let's take it easy then.
Getting there.
All right, whatever. I'm old. That's fine.
It's okay. Robin and Keelan are also old.
Well, you know, Tyler, our bass player is older than I am. But that's what I love when I see people on Twitter being like, imagine being in your 30s in a band. And I'm like, dude, my 30s are...
Yeah, it rocks.
The best time of my life. Like, my 20s were terrible. I spent that whole time second-guessing everything I did and, you know, just being at the whim of my mental illness. But now, like, you know, 33, and I'm doing great. I have great friends. I have great bandmates, and... I have nothing but hope for the future. So I hope that what we can do is, you know, provide music not only for the young kids, but for the people who are in their mid-30s and going, wait, life isn't anything like I thought it would be. But that's the point of Clipsiver, I think, is to say, yeah, sure, maybe your beginning wasn't what you wanted it to be, but it's not too late to kind of rewrite that story. You can rewrite that ending at any time. And I think that's the main point of what we do, you know, to be honest. It's just saying it's not too late. It's not too late to change how things end. So that's kind of powerful. And it kind of keeps us going, is that fact that, sure, maybe we're a bit older. But, you know, Stephen Jenkins was 33 when the first Third Eye Blind album came out, so I don't feel too bad about it.
Hell yeah. I think do the shit you love to do.
And that's it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Like, I have an almost 9-year-old son, and I get to show him that, like, despite what you're going through, despite your, you know, the mental illness, despite the inclinations against you, that if you really do believe in yourself and try your best, that literally anything is possible. You can accomplish everything you want, and that's been such a blessing, like, without being cliche, like, to all of a sudden be 33 and, like, really chasing my dream right now in a real way has been, you know, as someone who tried to kill themselves at 28, like, at 33 now, like, life is good, man. And so that's what we do in Clipsiver. We tell people that it gets better. It really does. It does.
That's right. I absolutely think that's the truth. And I appreciate you saying that. That's probably the nicest thing anybody said on here. We usually are talking about, like, piss and shit and stuff. So I appreciate you saying something that actually means something.
I mean, I can talk about shitting if you'd like. I mean, had a good poop earlier.
Where specifically the name Clipsiver came from? Is it a reference to something specific, or is it just a general thing?
Okay, I was looking at Matt to answer it. Technically.
I don't know.
There is an answer, but I'm going to give you our decided answer on where Clipsiver came from.
Fair enough. The PR answer?
Yeah, the PR answer is that there's a line in the Catcher in the Rye where Holden Caulfield says, if I could do anything, I would stop these kids from running off the cliff. I'd stop these kids from making these mistakes that I've made. I would be a catcher in the rye. And so the idea is that we've made terrible choices in handling our mental health in the past. That's one thing that we as bandmates are united in. It's not just my story. As a bipolar person, it's like our whole story. It's the idea that, like, We have made such terrible strides in the past in handling our mental health that we want to stop other people from making the same mistakes we do. That we say, if, you know, with a little introspection, you know, with some time of self-reflection, I'm willing to admit incompetence when it comes to this. And that's the end of the story. It's just saying, like, hey, man, we've done this. We've done this road, and it doesn't work out. So just listen for a second. Listen to us, because we've learned.
I got to be honest. If I had known it was Catcher in the Rye, Holden Caulfield is such a little shit. No, seriously. I'm not on board with that. I legitimately, and this is great that it's a 420 episode, listen. I legit thought that these dudes had named it because of Casa Bonita. You know those dudes that dive off the cliff? I'm sitting over here.
That's
part
so much
of
better.
No, this is like, it's horrible that awesome. I had to find out this way because I got to quit the band on air because y'all with your Catcher in the Rye bullshit, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's crazy how he's always catching that rye.
Oh my God, I thought it was like Casa Bonita because you have the cliff divers.
I mean, Casa Bonita was...
This is horrifying.
Was low-key my favorite restaurant for years.
So, technically...
So I'm cool with that as well.
I don't think we have them out here. I've never been to one.
It's based on Casa Bonita out of Denver.
Yeah, that's the new thing. We are not talking about Catcher in the... No, ma'am.
It was a good...
That's a YBIG exclusive new scoop.
Fine, but the sentiment... is what's important.
Okay.
Technically, it was named after a Plus 44 song called Cliff Diving.
You like Ayn Rand?
No, I don't like Ayn Rand.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. I'm not a libertarian. I'm not a fool.
Sorry, JK.
I did read Atlas Shrugged.
It's terrible.
It's so bad. No. It's unreadable.
Hey,
it's
so here's the thing. Imagine if corporations were in charge of our life. Life would be good, right? That's Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah.
Yep. The end.
Yeah, imagine if Pepsi Cola created laws.
Keelan, you want to play some Bioshock and be a libertarian again?
I love Bioshock though, because we kill the libertarians. So
I don't think we've gotten that far yet. We just got the pack and we've been like playing through them because I've never played them before.
You
I
got
played
to.
Infinite.
Bioshock Infinite is the best game ever made.
I really loved Infinite. I played through Infinite and without playing any of the other ones, and I was like, shit, I gotta play the other ones.
Infinite was the first like video game I played all the way through where the ending of the game I went. What is going on?
13-year-old.
And then I played it again immediately. I was a 24, but yeah, 13-year-old as well.
That was the first Bioshock for me. Like the first game that fucking blew my fucking mind.
It's a great game. It really is. Like gameplay is amazing. Great talks on socialism and race. Like really enjoy it.
I basically just been shooting the guys as well.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta shoot the
guys. Hell yeah. that's what I'm all about. I'm sorry. Like,
shooting the men.
Your commentary, and I'm like, kill him! Kill him dead! Yeah. Like, that's the whole draw
for me. It's sort of like
me.
Like a comment on individualism and the freedom of man, and also I'd like to throw the grenades and shoot the guys.
Exactly. It's like, I can make their heads explode. And
that's why Halo is my favorite franchise, because I can just like blow shit up.
Yes.
The other day my brother and I retried the Maw, the last level of Halo 1 on Legendary, which we used to be able to do, you know, no problem in like 15 minutes. And it took us like 4 hours to rebeat the Maw because he kept running his stupid warthog into mine. And thought it was very funny, and it wasn't funny. Just like, drive straight, man. Just drive straight. We can do it, but he can't do anything.
I was
going to
say, it's not
funny.
That hard of a run.
Andrew Duffy, I'm calling you out right now.
Damn.
Jacob tried to get us to get into Halo, and I was the guy that would just, like, shoot him.
They just
or
kept
drive
killing
off
me.
The cliff.
It's so annoying to play with someone who just has no interest in playing the game. They're just shooting you.
Yeah.
So, what's your next question?
No, stop.
who? Okay, so like, what would you say were your like biggest influences with this?
The Cure.
turnout. Hell yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Some classic happy music coming from them, I think.
Yeah. Yul says turnover.
Turnover sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Wild. Senses Fail is my favorite band of all time. I'm trying to go on tour with Senses Fail so hard. I just want
hell yeah.
I just want Buddy to be my friend. He liked one of my tweets once. That was really special. Say Anything probably is another one, and then Blink-182 for sure. And Jimmy Eat World is another big one. As far as modern band goes, I'd say, you know, we take a lot of influence from Free Throw and Hot Mulligan. Hot Mulligan is, you know, obviously the icon of the scene right now as far as, you know, that kind of pop-punk emo mix that we're trying to go for.
Right.
And Brandon, their drummer, likes Cliff Diver, which is insane to me, but it's been pretty neat. It's, I'd say those are a couple of them. Any others, Matt? Yep.
Nope.
All right.
John Coltrane.
John and, Coltrane. Miles Davis.
Tommy Flanagan.
The Aquabats.
Probably a little bit of the Beatles in there.
Thelonious Monk.
Thelonious Monk, for sure.
Captain Geach.
That's,
and the
that's just
track
for
shooters.
That's just for me though.
Okay, what about this?
Kelly Clarkson, obviously.
What about, so, your Desert Island record. So, we're all marooned on an island, and we have a record player. You get one vinyl with you. What is it?
Go on, Brie. I know mine. It's easy.
What is it?
You guys go first. All right, I'll go first.
You go first.
it would be Still Searching. By Senses Fail. It's a perfect album.
Of course.
It's a perfect album. The last three songs, you know, all the best cowboys have daddy issues, Negative Space, and Priest of the Matador.
That is a fantastic
a perfect three song ending to an album. And I thought it, you know, when I heard it, I was a freshman in college and had just really started to be dominated by my mental health. And so the whole album's, you know, a reflective story about a guy who doesn't get his mental health under control. And so it just, it meant so much to me. It's incredible. It's a perfect album. The other one I would say would be Taking Back Sunday, Where You Want to Be, is also a perfect album from start to finish. There's not a skip. Anyone who says Tell Your Friends is better is a nostalgic whore and incorrect. So, I mean, Tell All Your Friends is great, but Where You Want to Be is a better album. And if you disagree, then you are dishonest with yourself.
Interesting. I don't know, man. I vibe pretty hard with Blink self-titled.
Yes, yes.
And
I think that's a great choice. I think that's a great, great record.
Phenomenal album.
Yeah. Maybe Commit This to Memory by From Motion City.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mine was I Am the Movie. That was like one of the first CDs that I like saved up money and went to the store at the mall to buy. Was like I Am the Movie and Beneath the Medicine Tree by Copeland.
Hell yeah.
I'd
absolutely
also consider Jesus Freak by DC Talk.
Oh, yeah.
That's a perfect album. It was also one of the first
albums. You can only
albums
pick
I
one. It's Desert Island.
I know, but I'm special, so I get three albums on the Desert Island.
All right.
Kevin Max from DC Talk recently followed me on Twitter, so I cried a little bit when that happened.
He's a cool guy.
He's a great vocalist as well. First show I ever saw besides Carmen. If you've never listened to Carmen, go listen to Satan by the
Dust. I don't know if this means anything
Satan
to anybody who doesn't live in
Tulsa. Who doesn't live in the Bible Belt,
yeah.
Right?
Carmen, too.
Carmen was awesome.
There's, like, these whole rites of passage, especially in Tulsa. Like, I feel like we all kind of went through the same bands and shows and, like, these quasi-Christian superstars and stuff. So, Carmen, DC Talk, that's all kind of part of the curriculum here.
Well, we were only allowed to buy albums at Mardell's, the Christian bookstore at the time.
No goosebumps for us.
It was not allowed anything that wasn't from Mardell's. So I remember one of the first albums I bought, Demon Hunter.
Oh my God.
Right? Like some metalcore stuff. And I would just blare it in my room. My mom would come up and be like, "Turn this off! Turn this off! This is satanic!" And I'd be like, "Mom, it's praise and worship. And I got it at Mardell. So who's the idiot now, Becky? It's you. This is worship." And
oh my
she'd
God.
Be like, "No, they're screaming. It's not worship." And I'd be like, "No, Mom. You don't know."
I went through a big phase with like the Chariot and Impending Doom and just like pissing my mom off with the same stuff. Like
Petra.
It's Christian. Not Petra? What? Oh my gosh.
I grew up on Petra.
Oh
some,
my
some
gosh.
80s metal. It
that
was
is
so
ridiculous.
Good. It was so good.
Oh my gosh.
Love me some Newsboys.
Stop it.
Some Audio Adrenaline, you know? Hawk Nelson.
I was a big Five Iron Frenzy head.
Oh, Five Iron Frenzy slaps. Okay. I will yeah. still stand up.
I mean, like, no one's going to say Relying K isn't good.
Right.
You know what
of
I mean?
Course.
Sadie Hawkins dance in my khaki pants. There's nothing better.
Do you like my sweater?
Mine, I think my album would be, like, kind of a fun one. I would bring the Blues Brothers movie soundtrack. I think that would be a great mix to have.
Mine's a soundtrack, too. That's good.
What soundtrack?
Oh, mine. It's I wanted to talk about the Blues Brothers more. I wanted to go more in depth. I had questions about that.
Okay, what are they?
Why?
I fucking love that movie. Have you seen that movie? It's fucking amazing.
No, I have. I wanna know. I wanna go deeper.
The soundtrack does not miss. Like you have songs by like you got Ray Charles on there. You got Aretha Franklin on there.
Aretha Franklin.
You got James Brown on that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Dang, that might slap.
It does.
On top of the, like, silly blues band, you have, like, legitimately good musicians. And you also have the silly-ass blues band. It's great.
So good.
Well, a lot of people are saying that Bree is the Aretha Franklin of emo music.
Nobody's ever said that.
That was the first time that anyone's ever said that. But we're going to get
Please don't say that.
Drummers, people have been saying it.
E-C-T.
Nobody say that, please, God.
I'm saying that now.
Oh.
I'm going to
tweet it. Folks.
Whatever.
You be the Fantasia. You
it's out of my hands.
Yeah, I would listen to smart people music or something.
Smart
people. You listen to classical music? Some like,
yes.
I only listened to math rock.
I was listening to George Gershwin last night. Blue
what the
Grass
fuck is that
City.
Supposed to mean?
I love me some Beethoven. Some Beethoven, if you will.
Yeah.
I
can see that.
I think Moonlight Sonata is the best song ever written.
I mean, facts.
it's perfect.
Okay, so I would pick the Romeo and Juliet, the Baz Luhrmann's
yes,
Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
Yes.
Because I got like my favorite Radiohead tracks on there. I got like some disco. I got Prince. I mean, there's literally nothing missing, and it's perfect.
And when they kiss in the elevator, and it's got the violins going on.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Da, da, da. Oh my God, yes. You were correct.
Yep.
One of the best movies ever made, by the way.
Thank you.
Go forth, I shall back thee. And shall I back my thumb?
There he goes.
Don't. Nope. That'll be my second time to quote Shakespeare on this podcast. And I think that makes us nerds officially.
Well, it makes
Hell yeah.
Makes me a nerd. It's been official.
This is the smart episode now.
Happy 420.
Is this not the winner of our discontent? That's three times.
Can't stop him.
He's on fire.
He's on fire.
So dumb. I wish I was physically.
We're all blazing up today, you know? So
it could, yeah. Mm. Wow.
You know, we have a... Most of us have our medical card here, and it's been pretty interesting.
Hell yeah.
Oklahoma. The number one place you can get arrested in the world is Oklahoma. We have more prisoners per capita than any place, and most of them are non-violent drug offenders. And so now, you know, weed is a billion-dollar industry in Oklahoma, and personally, my thought is that if, as long as weed becomes a billion-dollar industry, we should release everyone from jail who was arrested for nonviolent weed crimes. That's
I think that's a great idea. I think most people probably shouldn't be in jail anyway, but
no, I
absolutely
agree with that,
don't.
But
private depending on how bad, depending on how long term you want to talk, absolutely. But yeah, I know what you mean. Hell fucking yeah! My girlfriend just recently got her medical card, and her roommate also has it, and also our other friend, and it rocks. It's really helpful. It really does good things.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: like, I've been on pharmaceuticals, you know, for decades, but marijuana is really one of those things that helps me cope. And I know other people in the band feel the same way. Like, you know, so we're not on Wellbutrin and, you know, Seroquel. Well, I mean, like, I've been on Wellbutrin too. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, we smoke hella weed.
Absolutely. It's all about just getting through the day and doing whatever you need to do to make it through the fucking schlock that is life.
Right. Life sucks, but it's not too bad.
It could be worse.
You know, it could be worse.
It's like, I really like the way that they go about it. Now I'm going to be the guy that's talking about The Sopranos, but whenever,
hey,
like, some bad shit happens.
Where's the gabagool, yeah?
I actually used to, like, watch that show and eat cold cuts just, like, sitting on my couch. It's so good. I gained weight watching that show because the amount of food that they eat. But anytime anything bad happens, they're just like, eh, what are you going to do? Which is, like, all you can do. That's how I'm trying to live.
I mean, that's true. Like, all these guys get murdered, and they're like, Tony, how you feeling? He's like, ah, what are you gonna do? Huh? What are you gonna do? It is what it is, you know? And that's,
could be worse.
It is what it is. It's gotten me through the last year. 100%. 100%. People are like, so you canceled tours? Like, you're not touring right now? And I'm like, you know, it is what it is. But that phrase, while meaningless, has gotten us through a lot of really hard times because that's the vibe.
Like, absolutely.
You know what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? It is what it is.
You gotta just wake up and do the damn thing. Unfortunately,
you got to, and there's no other way.
Yep.
I have sort of an awkward Oklahoma related story. If anyone wants to hear that.
Yes, please.
So. This actually is interesting because the only reason that I know Jacob and Keelan is because we all worked at the same place. And I got that job so that I could afford a plane ticket to fly to Oklahoma to take my internet girlfriend to prom.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Where did she go to school?
I have no idea. This was like several years ago.
Oh,
this
my
was
God.
11
what
years
city
ago.
Was it?
Honestly, couldn't tell you. Smoked a lot
you
of weed
flew
in
on
college.
A plane there.
So.
You flew
no,
on
I
a
didn't.
Plane and you don't know
no, she broke up with me before,
oh.
like after
oh,
I got the job, but
no.
before I bought the stuff.
So, you did
so, but then I worked there for 10 years, and that's how I met the boys here.
That's true.
So.
That's how we met.
There you go.
It's kind of wild.
So you're welcome.
Although we went to neighboring school districts. We didn't go outside, so.
So Oklahoma, once again, came through.
That's right. Oklahoma
yeah,
set me on my path.
Avoiding Oklahoma has done well for you.
Well, I don't really be that guy, but I think that, I mean, we're reaching about where we need to be.
Be that
does anybody
guy.
Have anything specifically they'd... wanted to go over before we start wrapping things up neatly, you know, with a little bow on it.
Just, you know, follow us on Instagram, Cliff Diver. Okay, I would say follow us on YouTube, but we still haven't got our YouTube channel back.
Damn! Oh, we didn't even fucking talk about the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
What is going on with that shit?
We
no idea.
So there's another
we
Cliff
gotta get
Diver.
This.
There's another Cliff Diver on YouTube who does atmospheric music from Austin.
Soundscapes.
He does soundscapes. And so we think that he tagged all our videos as spam because he released a new album lately. And so all our music would show up when you type in Cliff Diver music. So I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to blame him and I'm going to find him. And we're going to have a Highlander moment. But,
there can only be one.
I mean, hopefully we'll get it back. I don't know. Hopefully we can.
It's been like 2 weeks now.
It's been like 2 weeks, though, and like Team YouTube will not give us a response. They canceled us for spam and or scam, which might be true, but
right.
We had some really good videos that we no longer have the raw footage for. So, we're really hoping we can get our YouTube channel back. If not, then we'll release videos with, whatever label we sign with, I guess.
Hell yeah.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Hey, it is what it is, you know? Gabagool.
Yep. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Huh? What are you gonna do,
It would be so funny to just end on that and not say anything.
Oh.
it's actually a really good end to the episode. What are you going to do? And then the Seinfeld
baseline. So I found out something recent about that. So apparently they like, the dude improvised.
Keelan, we're not. Keelan, we ended the episode. We're not doing this.
I'll cut your ass out of the episode like that, bro. It's not even hard.
Look, they can't even hear me, okay? It's fine.
We can hear you now, boy.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I just smacked my microphone.
Good. More work for me to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, hey, thanks for coming on and hanging out. This
was super nice to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for coming on and chat with us.
No, it's our pleasure. So, we're going to have LP1 come out sometime this fall, hopefully. I think it's going to be pretty good.
We'll see.
I think. I mean, we'll see if, whenever Pure Noise or Hopeless hits us up, we'll be ready to release it. So.
Yeah. Shopping it around, basically, you're playing around.
I mean, that's a plan.
Nah.
We have a great lawyer. That's a good call. His name's Henderson Cole. He's a good dude.
True.
Matt's probably going to release it independently on SoundCloud.
That would be dope.
Obviously.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I'll be on the lookout for that. Streaming free on SoundCloud.
Streaming free on SoundCloud. Welcome to Cliff Diver, LP1. But yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
Very sick. Well, I like Robin said, we appreciate you guys coming on. The music will probably fade in sometime around now. So, do you guys have any last words before we end this shit up?
Just follow us on Twitter, CliffDiverOK. Follow us on Instagram, CliffDiverOK. And Bree, any last thoughts?
See ya. Thanks for having us. I'm really excited I mean, this is just my first thing I've gotten to do in this space, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think we're doing something special. I think we're doing something cool, and it'll be fun for everybody, I think.
I agree. We can't wait to hear it.
Sick.
That rocks.
You guys,
also, later. Kind of a joke based on the name, Cliff Diver, okay, I think they're better than okay, I think they're great. Okay, goodbye.
Alright, see ya.
Alright, we'll see you guys in Ohio next year.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cheers.
Thank you, as always, to our new friends in the wonderful Cliff Diver. Really fantastic group of people. It's such a treat to know them and get to talk to them. So huge thank you to them for coming on the program. You can, and I would highly encourage you to check out Cliff Diver on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, Straight Flexin'. I think that's a song. Sorry. You can do all of the above at Cliff Diver OK. That's Cliff Diver OK. Check them out on Spotify. I would highly encourage you to check out their new single, Gas City, featuring vocals by the new one, Wonderful Bree. You can find that over at cliffdiverok.bandcamp.com. Write into the show, ybigpodcast@gmail.com. Follow the podcast on Twitter at ybigpodcast. Music for your band's garbage is courtesy of The Last Safe Place and the incredible Jake Bowell.